This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
chemotherapy,
radiation, surgery, pharmaceuticals.
You're thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box. Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
All right, TMB, we're getting close to Christmas, but it felt like the spirit was flowing when we were together at the TTAC annual gala. Amazing the way you brought all those folks together, and I want to thank you for all that you've done and the charity that you really actually just once again supported some great groups and charities that are doing wonderful work in cancer that is not big pharma sponsored or related.
Yeah, man, it was great. Yeah, I think that is our favorite event of the year, without a doubt. No thinking about it. It's definitely our favorite event. Charlie and I just look forward to the gala all year long because it is a chance to not only get together with, you know, our closest friends. We have a handful of closest, but to get together, a lot of the people that are in the industry that don't ever get a chance to see or just to talk to each other. I guess probably three or four people over the weekend told me that the best thing for them about our event is that they actually get time after the event on Thursday night as we come to our house and we get to hang out for a few hours. And they said that's really the only time during a year they get a chance to sit and talk to people because they speak at conferences with them, but then there are always a line of people at the conferences wanting to talk and get your book signed or whatever. And so this is really the only opportunity they get to get together and chat. And so we just look forward to this so much. It's so cool to see you and Elijah and to hang out with y'all. We got a chance to hang out with you till late that night. So it was a blast.
It was great. And our buddy Casey Krejci and family from Living Fuel. And, of course, Jeffrey Smith. And, I can go on and on. Just all of the wondrous people that are doing amazing things here on planet Earth to bring the power to heal back where it belongs. And just glowing a bit from that event still. Just smile, I think back on Smile and I go, you know what? That was amazing. Anytime we can get together like that. And of course, planting the seeds for 2019 in October in Anaheim for the TTAC live event. And it's a bigger reunion, of course, then. But I'm saying, folks, plan ahead. That's coming.
Oh yeah, man. We had a lot of people saying that they can't wait till next October in Anaheim because that's where our next event will be, the next live event. A lot of people that have been, faithful supporters for the first two events were really disappointed that we didn't have one this year. We were disappointed too, but it worked out to be the best because all the things that were kind of happening behind the scenes that you know about and a lot of people don't know about, it would have been near impossible to have an event in October. So it just worked out perfectly to skip this year, and then we're going to hit it full force next year, and we don't plan to take off a single year from here on out. We're going to have the TTAC annual conference as long as we have the breath to do it.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Now, so we are in the Christmas season, and Super Don asked you, right out of the gate before we went live on air together about Christmas movies. I'm like, oh, why not? Let's throw them out there. And I think you had thrown out the A Christmas Story, which was the little boy with the Red Ryder BB gun. I remember that. And the lampshade that was so funny of the lady's leg. I think Darren McGavin was in that, and Melinda Dillon. Wait, but that was one that I have to remember, and I smile about thinking about that.
It was Darren McGavin in it. One of the, I think to me, that's the funniest, the most iconic Christmas movie that's ever been made, just from a perspective that you can just put it on and laugh at the same scenes over and over. You'll shoot your eye out, kid. And, you know, and the father, Darren McGavin, the way he strings out a whole line of obscenity. Of course, it's not, it's just a bunch of sounds. It's not a bunch of cuss words, but he goes down in the basement and the heater is, you know, they're smoking. He's like, got a bunga, a lot of bunga. And, it's just, it's so funny, man. And that we love to put it on and just play it over and over. Christmas Vacation is another classic one. It's hard to say that's not at the top of the list for sure. You know, we love Wonderful Life, and we watch that every Christmas, too. So that's definitely a favorite Christmas movie of ours, too. I'd have to say those are my top three.
Of course, you know, my son, Elijah, he says his favorite is Die Hard.
Well, you know, Die Hard was filmed at Christmas.
Yes, it was
a Christmas. I mean, that's the setting time for the movie. So I guess it technically is a Christmas movie. And, you know, I guess maybe, what's McCain, John McCain, wasn't that Bruce Willis's character? He gave a lot of gifts during that movie. Maybe not the receiving kind of gift you'd want.
Right, right. That was a little different there. And Super Don, was there one that jumped out for you that was is your favorite as we're just, you know,
well, Christmas Vacation, always. I'm a big fan of the movie Scrooged with Bill Murray. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a great movie as well.
Scrooge was good. I'd forgotten about that. That was an excellent movie too. But you know, I tell you, it's too bad that there's so many iconic movies at Christmas, right? It's hard to pick.
Yeah.
Which one's the best? But I'd have to say Christmas Vacation. You know, another one that most people don't think of. I wouldn't say it's one of the top three or four, but Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger, where they're trying to find the Turbo Man.
I did watch. I saw that the other night. I forgot about that.
That was hilarious. Phil Hartman's in that one, and Phil Hartman's in, like, the smoozer that's down the street that's trying to hit on all the married ladies and cooking them cookies and stuff.
Yeah. No, there's some funny ones over the years. So
that's a funny movie too.
Well, hey, thank you, Ty, for lightening it up a little bit. My mom is watching, and she says I was too intense and angry in the first hour. So I think I need Ty Bollinger to lift me up and out of that. And
Mama, just don't worry. I will take care of lifting the spirits of this one. We're gonna go around. We're gonna shoot your eye out, kid. We're gonna shoot your eye out. I almost forgot.
What?
It's a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yes.
I've been watching that since I was a kid. So Charlie Brown Christmas is definitely, you wouldn't think of it as a classic Christmas movie. It's a cartoon, but I think it is.
Yeah, that was one that did come back in my memory banks as well. And by the way, tell my mom I was light and happy and fluffy and smiley when we were all together at the TTAC gala. So she's not worried that I'm angry all the time.
Yeah, Mama Bell, he was definitely light and fluffy and had a great time. Yeah, we always loved being around RSB, but he was extremely jubilant that night and the next day.
And we ate very well.
We did. You know what? I'm still eating some of the leftovers of that vegan meal that we bought. We had literally enough for probably 200 people, and we had about 100 people. So we literally had several, probably 10 to 15 pounds of food left.
Those vegan crab cakes that were made from artichoke hearts were amazing, and I kept forgetting them. I wanted to take them on the plane so I'd have something to eat on the way home. And then even Monica Krejci, Casey's wife, brought it, and like I had it, and I forgot it again. I'm like, why? So anyway, but those were some amazing foods.
That was good. Most of the week I've been snacking on the leftover. We had about 5 or 6 pounds of leftover coleslaw with no sauce, just the chopped up cabbage and carrots and peppers. So I've been just throwing a big bowl of the cabbage in there and putting a little bit of, you know, vegan barbecue. We had some of that left over. I put some of that on top of it, maybe some vinegar and oil and some sea salt. Man, I've been going to town on cabbage all week, brother.
Well, that's perfect because our first story comes from the CDC, which is the Centers for Delicious Cabbage. So that's perfect.
That's what I thought it stood for.
Yes. If it only did, it would be so benign relative to what the CDC is doing. And in fact, in our first official story of the day going outside the box with Ty Bollinger here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the CDC is actually claiming that flu shots reduce mortality in the elderly. This is after they've targeted little kids for flu shots and women who are pregnant for flu shots. Now they're saying, hey, old people, you will not die if you take a flu shot, right? How many people are being harmed by this misinformation and disinformation?
Well, yeah, it's total disinformation. One might call it a lie, actually, because it shows that they're saying that in the elderly, the flu shot decreases mortality. Where's the evidence? They cite a study that was published in Virology Journal 2008, which is contrary to their claim. It shows that during the 1980s and 90s, the influenza mortality significantly increased. During that same time, the flu vaccine rates dramatically increased. This is exactly the opposite of what the title of the article says. But, you know, that's the problem, is that, you know, we get into this dishonest research when it comes to mainstream medicine. And the article title might say CDC finds flu shot decreases mortality in elderly, and that's all that people read. They don't understand that may be the opposite of what the study said. They believe the title. It's very much the same thing that happened back in the early 1950s with the two doctors, Garland and McDonald, that were associated with the California report of 1953, in which they said that vitamin B17, also known as Laetril, was ineffective at treating cancer. Well, that's what the title of their medical journal article said, and so it was quoted over and over, and it was soon became gospel truth that B17 was ineffective. The problem was that's not what their compilation of studies actually said. It actually said the opposite of that B17 was effective, but nobody read anything except the title and the synopsis of the article. They didn't get into the meat, which showed that they were lying, and they later admitted they were lying about it 10 years later. But by then, it was common knowledge that vitamin B17 was ineffective.
Yeah. And so what are we to learn from this, boys and girls? If a government agency or entity and the mainstream media reporting on it claims one thing, you first must believe the opposite until you can independently, if you can, verify and validate the claim. Because just like Ty said, it's likely to be completely the opposite is true. And in this article by Jeremy Hammond, he reveals that, the opposite in the scientific literature on this.
And Robert, we already know that. The Cochrane Collaboration of 2006, that was what the findings were. It was that in the elderly, it was 0% effective.
But according to the CDC, they've said it. They've overridden even the science just by declaration. Old people, get your flu shot and you won't die. Now, if they said it, remember, believe the opposite. We covered yesterday a story about, a middle-aged dad who took a flu shot, ended up in a coma for 23 days just to survive it. They put him in a coma. This flu shot scam has got to end, or else it will end you. So I hope you're out there communicating this to your family members and your loved ones that aren't listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show or haven't read Monumental Myths by Ty Bollinger. What is it, the lying liars who whatever them?
Yeah, the multitude of lying liars that manufactured them.
Yeah, they manufacture lies all the time to keep you hoodwinked by the pharmaceutical industrial complex. We want you to stay safe, alive, happy, and healthy through Christmas and beyond. Ty Bollinger and I will continue with Super Don as well after this break. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.
and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, Eric, say that down fast. It's Leonard Skinner that gets us banned on YouTube every time. Every time they hear it, they're like, oh, no, you can't play that. And then Super Don has to reload the whole video. I don't know. Gosh, you know, I love Leonard Skinner, too. It's a shame that their copyright is so tight on YouTube. But anyway, TMB, my buddy. Yesterday we covered a story of a teacher that was fired, and this time maybe for cause, because it was kind of a weird story about candy canes. And she said, candy canes have no place in our school, because if you turn them upside down, right, it's a cane, like you walk with a cane, you turn them upside down and you turn them the right way, it's the letter J, which stands for Jesus. And we can't do that. That violates separation of church and state. I'm like, are you kidding me? And it was a real story. And I think, I don't know if she got suspended or fired or both. But here's a weird story, if there ever was. I mean, that was already weird. But listen to this. A Virginia high school apparently fired a teacher because they wouldn't use a transgender student's new pronouns. I mean, was it a he or a she? Was it a him or a they or a it? I don't know. I'm so confused by this, TMB.
Me too, Robert. By the way, the candy cane person, I've heard that if you tilt her head the right way, you can actually see there's a brain in there. But you can just get the right angle. But that's just ridiculous, those kind of stories. But yeah, here's one where a high school teacher, there's a female student that had a sex change that now believes that she's a male, but she's not. She's a female. And he agrees with me. His Christian faith says he can't use a male pronoun for a female. And look, it's simple to determine if you're a male or female. I'm going to be as politically incorrect as I possibly can here. When you're born, I can tell you with 100% certainty, male or female. And it doesn't change after that. And you can associate with the different sex, but you ain't it. You're still what you were born as. And so I'm with him. I wouldn't do it either, but, you know, he got fired for it.
Ty, let me ask you this, and we haven't talked, I don't know if we've talked about this off the air or not, but I believe that a lot of this gender confusion is associated with, directly and indirectly, but I think directly, with a lot of the endocrine corrupting compounds in the environment. Xenoestrogens, plasticizers, antibiotics. You know, over the course of these now generations, you know, what used to be rare. I mean, you could find examples of this gender identity confusion in history, but it was very rare. To have it become so commonplace, it's just like everything else. All these diseases and ailments used to be rare. Now they're commonplace. And I think they're all related.
I agree, Robert. I think that this has a lot to do with the xenoestrogens, with the antibiotics, with the way that we have these, you know, estrogen-mimicking chemicals that are just ubiquitous now across the world. They're everywhere. And I think that has really led to a rise in a lot of these, gender uncertainty or whatever. And they've shown in tests on frogs that by the second or third generation, you know, the heavy metals make the frogs not reproduce any longer. They're no longer able.
And Ty, I don't want to sound like we're not compassionate for people that are suffering this gender identity confusion, but there are also people taking advantage of the situation too, and really altering these kids before they have a real opportunity to understand the gravity of the consequence of this.
Adult. I'm not condemning or judging these people at all. I have no doubt that's what they really believe. What we're trying to do is to shed some truth on the subject and let people know that maybe one of the reasons that there's so many more people that believe they're the opposite sex is because of all of this toxic slew that we're exposed to every day. I think it's, you know, no matter what, if it's unpopular, if it hurts somebody's feelings to tell the truth, we don't mean to, but you know, there's people that have jumped out of windows on PCP that thought they could fly. Well, they found out shortly after they were wrong. But they really believed it because there was something wrong with their mind. A chemical had altered the way that they perceived reality. And I think that's kind of what's happened here.
Yeah, and I feel compassion for those that feel trapped in this situation. But, you know, this is where I would go out, like we've talked before, of all the churches, the synagogues, the religious institutions, to start speaking out against the corruption of our food supply, of the overuse and abuse of drugs and antibiotics, and even the vaccines, and how they are altering the human genome. So what did you expect would happen? This is not a natural occurrence per se. This is an abnormal occurrence based on the corruption of our entire food supply and environment.
It is, you know, and, you know, one of the things, you know, this is kind of unrelated, but, you know, one of the things that the Communist Manifesto talks about is making it where there's very, very small delineation between the sexes, that it's almost the asexual universe.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, bring in communism. That's all right. We can talk that. Most environmentalism today is disguised as environmentalism, but it's really a promotion of medical collectivism or collectivism in general, which is evil because it denounces the reality that you are an individual, a divine creation of the Creator of God, and not government. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. Stand by.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
USA Radio News.
Michael Cohen, President Trump's former personal attorney, was sentenced to 3 years in prison after pleading guilty to tax evasion, campaign finance violations, and lying to Congress about a Trump real estate project in Russia. Cohen will have to report to jail on March 6th. Jonathan Turley is a law professor at George Washington University. He's also a Fox News contributor. He believes President Trump never should have hired Cohen.
He never had a reputation as someone who was a particularly good lawyer. He was a bit of a thug, and the president hired him.
President Trump is making a push to support Opportunity Zones. He signed an executive order calling for a panel to coordinate the program.
This council will coordinate efforts across the entire federal government to deliver jobs, investment, and growth to the communities that need it the most.
HUD Secretary Ben Carson will head up the Economic Council, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, we recognize we've got an audience all over the world. People have been following the truth about cancer from all over the world. And there are cultural differences in different countries. And TMB, you know this. You've traveled around the world. Last trips, we were covering you live when you were in Asia, right? But there's something really weird going on in Scandinavian countries, particularly Sweden, for this story. Now, I've been following this because I've got some friends from Sweden. Celia Farber, in fact, Swedish descent, who's, an amazing journalist. She's written a lot over the years on the scam of the HIV test and things.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's obviously following a lot what's going on there. Now, part of the issue of the open borders thing, if we get semi-political now, right? And I found it very amusing, the Trump and his meeting with Pelosi and Schumer in the White House yesterday. And Trump was going, dude, I will shut the government down unless I get this wall, right? Now, whether you think
you want a wall or not, that's a secondary issue to say, I appreciate a guy who says, the buck stops here. Yeah, it's my thing. And they're like, they're not used to that. They're like, oh, we were going to blame you for that, and you're taking it on? Yeah, I take it on. I believe it's the right thing to do. But in Sweden, they've fallen prey to this, you know, globalist, international, this is compassion. Let anybody come in. Everybody can come in. And they have a lot of young males of the age of, you know, you go in and you could create ruckus and problem from Muslim countries coming in. And, you know, they've got these gangs, these rape gangs, and all kinds of strange stuff going on in Sweden. And the Swedish government and the media and maybe even a lot of the people, if they point this out and say, hey, there's a problem here, they're immediately either racist or xenophobic, and they are ostracized, in some case even threatened with jail time for pointing out these horrible things that are happening in Sweden when they just open their borders for anybody to come in. And now you have a father who is arrested for beating a burglar. This burglar took his 7-year-old son hostage with a gun. And this father apparently found a way to overpower this guy and beat the tar out of him. And I'm thinking, Ty Bollinger, you're a dad. I'm a dad. Super Don's a dad. If your kid is being taken hostage by a gun, if you find a way to take out the perpetrator, you're going to do it, and you should be hailed as a hero, not jailed for it.
Yeah, this is absurd, Robert. And by the way, apparently the burglar put the gun in the 7-year-old boy's mouth, stuck it in his mouth. And somehow, it looks like the grandmother was involved as well. She screamed and she snatched the child. And then the father started beating the crap out of the burglar. And it says he hit him so hard that he lost consciousness and suffered severe head injury. Well, you know what? I think the burglar's lucky he didn't get killed. He could have shot him, and he would have been justified. You know, in Texas, that's a justified shooting. You wouldn't get to do a day in jail if somebody breaks in your house. But in Sweden, he didn't even shoot him. He just beat him up, and he gets thrown in jail, too. That's pathetic, man. You can't even protect your own family from a burglary. Now you get thrown in jail because you were – it's like the NFL now, you know. Targeting the offensive line was too aggressive, 15 yards. They've totally wussified the NFL, in my opinion. Well, that's kind of what they've done to families over there in Sweden. You can't protect your own family now, or you might go to jail.
I think that, you know, if we look at the issues here in the United States, those of you listening around the world, of course, you're watching the arguments about a wall or no wall, right? Now, I would argue that if you can stop, you know, free stuff being given away for people that just show up on your shores, right, you probably have a lot fewer people trying to come in to get free stuff, right? You can't have an open welfare system and then open borders. That's not going to work. Obviously, in Sweden, they got a very big welfare system. People just show up, and they get money. They get housing. And this is the problem that our friends on the Democratic left here in America don't understand. We wouldn't need a wall if we didn't have a welfare state, because people would be coming only if they could contribute. They couldn't come in and just suck off the government teeth, the taxpayer teeth. Does that make sense? I try to, once again, talk with an intellectual integrity about how this situation has transpired.
No, I mean, I think so. And I want to, you know, mention when I just mentioned the NFL, I'm in no way downplaying a lot of the injuries that have happened, and especially like the CTE, you know, the chronic traumatic encephalopathy, that movie with Will Smith on the NFL and the brain injury and a lot of the suicides. There's definitely, even though I said they've wussified the NFL, there's definitely a lot of people, a lot of players in the NFL that suffer long-term brain damage from being hit so many times in the head. So at least they should be honest with them and let them know that, you know, you may be making $10 million a year, but in a few years you may not remember your name. They should at least be honest, you know, with them up front. I just saw a special Football Life program, which I love, on Dwight Clark. If you remember, he was the San Francisco 49ers that made the catch in 1982 that beat the Cowboys.
Yes.
He died this last spring of ALS, and they suspect it was from being hit so many times in the head. He got Lou Gehrig's disease, and he died. He was 61 years old and died of Lou Gehrig's disease. So I feel for the players that have suffered long-term injury from being hit too many times.
Yeah, well, exactly. But if we talk about the American people getting hit, like in Sweden getting hit, there's a legitimacy to borders. There's a reason
there is.
You know.
If you have no borders, you have no country. Exactly. And you know, I would welcome anybody that says we should have no borders. You know, we should let everybody in. Well, you know what? Put your money where your mouth is and go ahead and take in about five illegal immigrants. Let them live with you for a few weeks and just see how you feel after a month.
Yeah.
If you still think that's a great idea.
Yeah, there's no common sense in the equation. It's emotionalism. It's like, well, yeah, let the government take care of it. But who's the government? Well, you could say it's the taxpayer, but in reality, it's the Federal Reserve enslaving the taxpayer to a debt that can never be repaid. Which goes
yeah.
into how the free money happens, how the welfare state happens. There's no sound money. Now, if I talk honestly about the wall, I'm not the biggest fan of the wall because walls can keep people in as much as they can keep people out. I think if we have a system based on merit that if you come here, you gotta work. You gotta find a way to earn a living as opposed to immediately fall into a welfare system that I just showed up and you got me covered. It's going to be a lot fewer people coming in because they realize they can't get free stuff. We're a wealthy, prosperous nation, partly because of productivity, partly, unfortunately, because the Federal Reserve has printed money out of thin air, and that's created an aberration of a market that is no longer a free market as well. So these are very intellectual, heady discussions, but they need to happen.
I just appreciate you letting me, use my noggin in an intellectual, heady discussion. I don't get a chance to join many intellectual, heady discussions, so... This is kind of cool. But, you know, Robert, you mentioned the Federal Reserve, you know, that we have this fiat currency that's really worth nothing. Maybe that's why they want to limit our access to firearms. Because if the economy implodes, maybe a lot of people might go after the bankers at the top.
That's a good point. And this covers another story. This one's out of New Jersey. Apparently, this is a very sensationalistic headline, I will admit. That our buddy, the Health Ranger, put out. It says, New Jersey State Police to launch Nazi-style door-to-door gun magazine confiscation campaign. At gunpoint, of course. New Jersey declares war on its own residents. I'm not in New Jersey. Anybody out in New Jersey, let me know if this is actually happening, or is it the fact that they said they wouldn't deny that it might or could happen when asked pointedly?
Well, I think that's the gist of the article is that, you know, New Jersey now has... A limit on who can acquire or how many rounds a magazine can hold. So if it's a pistol, it's like 17 rounds, and if it's a rifle, it's like 30. So, but if you have anything over that, is illegal. And so what it says here basically is that now they've got this limit on magazine size. They're not ruling out house to house enforcement, meaning that they could conduct house to house arrest and confiscate the magazines. That doesn't mean they're planning to, though. I think they just haven't ruled that out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that there's any evidence of this actually happening.
Yeah, you know, and I you hear the leftist argument about the Second Amendment. Like, you need a gun to protect you from the government. Well, that was the Founding Fathers' purpose of having a Second Amendment, recognizing you have a right of self-defense coming from God, not government, and to defend yourself against a tyrannical government. And then they say, well, they'll bring the tanks. I'm like, no, there's way more of us than there is of them. And in this case, you've got so many firearms owned in America, that may be the only thing, the only saving grace for, you know, total globalist control over the American government, which has been taken over by globalists in many ways. And Trump kind of upset that apple cart just a little bit, because in many ways he doesn't behave as a globalist, as one of those in that club.
Yeah, he's not a globalist, and that's why both sides hate him. I had some fun with somebody, I can't remember this weekend, that was here at the House, and they were talking about, they said that the U.S. Constitution, the Second Amendment to the Constitution, gives us the right to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
And it grants us that right. And I said, it does not. And they're like, it does too. And it does. No, it doesn't. And they thought that I was actually not in favor of the Second Amendment. I said,
no.
It just enumerates the right that we're already given by God. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, so, but that's an important distinction, Ty, because if you have that misunderstanding, then the government can take it away if it's granted by government. It's an important distinction. I don't think it's a nuance that is wasted when you bring it up. You know, case in point, you know, our friends at the 10th Amendment Center, that idea that, you know, what the 10th Amendment says is that all the powers that are enumerated or granted for the federal government, if they do anything beyond that, they are null and void and of no force. But if nobody stands up and says, no, you can't do that, then, of course, they're just going to behave as they've done for generations now in overstepping that. The interestingly enough, the cannabis debate, that issue has been more powerful and profound in the 21st century to bring the 10th Amendment back to life, to recognize that the powers not granted to the feds belong to the states and the people, or the people respectively. And now the Farm Bill, interestingly enough, is apparently going to deschedule hemp now. It's passed the Senate and the House. It's going to go up for a Trump signature, and that's going to change things a little bit more. But I think they inevitably have to, because the states have already rebelled.
Yeah, so the Farm Bill, is that's going to deschedule cannabis, correct?
Well, the hemp, the industrial hemp side of it, it's not going to touch the marijuana, as they call it.
It doesn't touch cannabis at all, really, then?
No, not that side of it, no.
Okay, all right.
But so 32 states in the District of Columbia don't care. They've said, we don't care what the feds say about it.
Well, because the feds are not enumerated that right in the Constitution, so they don't have it.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm with you. But no, I wasn't sure exactly how far reaching the Farm Bill was when it came to cannabis or industrial hemp.
Well, it's going to put hemp on the map everywhere. These people that are working in hemp that now have to work in cash, they should have access to processing, things like that, if they do that. Although I'd like to see us return to gold and silver as constitutional coin. But there I am, the so-called pipe dreamer, right, that actually believes in the Constitution as a limiting document if the people would hold the government to it, bind them down with the change of the Constitution. How about that?
Yep.
And that's not sadomasochism, by the way.
Funny.
All right, folks, we got another segment coming up. TMB celebrating as we're heading into the Christmas holiday season. We just wrapped up a little candlelight and the Hanukkah menorah as well. But it's a festival of lights every time we turn on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got it going on. What do we got finaleing here? Oh, computers and cell phones. Let's see if we can not give those gifts to our children this holiday season. We'll explain why when we come back from this break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. So I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, if you go to the Robert Scott Bell Show website, robertscottbell.com, you will see links. You'll see a picture of TMB and his beautiful wife, Charlene, from a recent event we were all together at. I haven't published some of the more recent where we're even more dressed up, which is going to be fun when everybody gets to see that. But there are a lot of links up to the truth about cancer as well, you'll see, and including Dr. David Jockers, our good buddy, is doing a fasting summit that I spoke at. You've got links to get plugged into that. There's all kinds of good stuff. But, you know, as we're wrapping up this show, TMB, I was mentioning on the break, the World Series they had in Los Angeles, Chavez Ravine, the Dodger Stadium, there was a moment for, like, people who suffer with cancer. They said, anybody that knows anybody that has been affected by cancer, and the entire stadium stood up. There's an article about a representative-elect out of Tennessee who's actually alleging that vaccines are linked to autism. And, of course, the mainstream media is outraged. But we are quickly approaching that stadium full of people. Like, you can get a stadium full of people together and you'll say, how many of you know somebody that's impacted by vaccine injury / autism? And maybe not everybody's going to stand up yet, but it's getting closer and closer to that point where they will not be able to contain it. And I think we're seeing evidence of that every day.
Oh, we certainly are, Robert. The tide's definitely turned when it comes to vaccines. People have woke up and they realize that vaccines have been implicated in autism and many other diseases, many other ailments. That's what the research shows. That's what the Vaccine Compensation Injury Trust Fund shows. That's why the $3.8 billion has been paid out over the last 30 years to damaged families, because vaccines are dangerous. Here's what's interesting. There's a representative-elect, Green, here in Tennessee, has come out and said that the CDC's found a link between autism and vaccines. That's what the research says. But now he's getting lambasted for it, saying that he's contradicting the CDC when he really is not. But I saw this one sentence, and I just had to go over it because I'm sure I like this guy, but this is just such a politician-type sentence. He said, it appears some of that data has been honestly or fraudulently managed. Wow, he pretty much covered all his bases there.
Right, yes, that's definitely
political speak in that regard. I don't know if this guy's also a physician or not, but it, you know, more and more doctors are going to be speaking up, and that's why it becomes problematic for those that worship at the altar of vaccines, because these are the you put them up on a pedestal as experts, and they have to attack and denigrate them and say, no, these are outliers. They've gone crazy or kooky. That's only going to work so long, and I think it's starting to not work as well as it once did. All right, so finally, we're on to the Christmas issue. Now, U.S. children apparently spend 9 hours a day on computers and cell phones, and there's more evidence now that it's actually harming their brain. It's rewiring their brain. So as I think about this, how can we counteract that, perhaps by different kinds of gifts, going back to things we grew up with?
You know, Robert, I guess biggest present for me each year was new clothes, right? Some few pairs of blue jeans, a pair of shoes, and some socks. Maybe you got one gift that was an electronic or something. Maybe I remember one year I got one of those Mattel electronics NFL games. Remember that had the little red blips on it?
Yes.
I loved that. But that was the only electronic gift I really ever remember receiving. Nowadays, you know, you got iPod, iPad, iPhone, everything, and little kids. I see little kids in strollers with some sort of an electronic device playing some sort of a game. It's certainly rewiring their brains. If you're staring at anything for 9 hours a day, it's going to rewire the way that you think.
How did we survive childhood without all of that, right? And we've lost.
You know what, Robert? I just remember doing stuff like going in the back of the property where we had a creek and damming it up and trying to reroute the creek and digging for hours with shovels to try to reroute it. And it never worked. But hey,
never worked.
We were outside
doing
something.
I remember those days. We would jump the creek on a bike. I mean, we'd do crazy stuff. And we didn't require batteries for any of those things. How about, our buddy Paul with the Synergy Science, and they've got the key home technology and the key me. You want to talk about neutralizing some of the harmful effects of all these electronics. That would be a good gift.
Oh, man, that's why, you know, for the last 12 days we've been offering one different discounted product each day to our people that follow us in our list, because why not spend your Christmas money on a gift that actually matters? And, yeah, the key for home, we wouldn't be without it now. I mean, there's just the more evidence that we get, the more research that I'm reading about the EMF, the harmfulness of EMF and the radiation, that's an essential for everybody's home. And you need something to protect from all of the radiation.
Beautiful. And I saw the one in your house, and I've got a smaller one for our house, but it all works to produce the electron field that protects you from the EM that would normally harm by entering your physical body. Folks, we're going to wrap it up. We've got a lot more healing to go, but we're out of time for tonight. Ty Bollinger, my buddy, my friend, my pal. You make it sound so good. We have a good time together. Thanks to TMB. Thanks to Super D. Thanks to Eric on the board. Tell them what they need to know, because we got to go, TMB.
All right, everybody, remember that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.